We have arranged transportation for your delegation to the Munchan Naval Base near Osan on the eastern coast, General Kim told Harani. Will your pilots need accommodations in Pyongyang? That is most generous, General. Harani stroked his mustache again. But the aircraft is needed back in Damascus as soon as possible. One of the pilots slept most of the way here so he can fly back to Syria. If you could arrange for refueling, I would like them to leave immediately. As you wish. General Kim spoke to a subaltern, who passed the order to the head of the security detail. As Hurani's two assistants finished unloading their luggage, a fuel tanker arrived and workers began to unreel the hose. The car was a Chinese-made limousine with at least 200,000 miles on the odometer. The seats sagged deep enough to almost swallow the slightly built North Korean general, and the interior reeked of cigarettes and pickled cabbage. The Kumgang Mountain Highway linking Pyongyang with Osan was one of the best in the nation, yet it taxed the limo's suspension to the breaking point as the vehicle ground its way around tight switchbacks and along precarious gorges. There were few guardrails along the highway, and the car's headlamps were little more than dim flashlights. Without the moon's cool glow, the drive would have been impossible. A couple of years ago, Kim said as they ascended higher into the mountains that ran like a spine down the length of the country, we gave permission for a company in the south to arrange tourist trips into these mountains. Some consider them sacred. We demanded they build the roads and trails, as well as the restaurants and the hotels. They even had to construct their own port facility to dock their cruise ships. For a while, the company had many people making the trip, but they had to charge $500 per passenger to recoup their investment. The pool of nostalgia seekers turned out to be a small one, and business quickly dropped off. Especially after we posted guards along the routes and harassed the tourists any way we could. They no longer come here, but they are still paying us the $1 billion they guaranteed our government. This elicited a smile from Colonel Hurani, the only Syrian who spoke English. The best part, Kim went on, is that their hotel is now an army barracks, and their port is the home to a Najin-class corvette. This time, Harani laughed aloud. 2 hours after leaving the airfield, the limousine finally descended the Kumgang Mountains and crossed the coastal plain, swinging around to the north of Osan, and arrived at the outer perimeter fence for the Munchan Naval Base. Guards saluted the limo through the gate, and the car crawled across the facility, passing several impressive maintenance buildings and over a half mile of wharf space. Four sleek gray patrol craft were tied to the quay, and a single destroyer lay at anchor in the mile-square inner harbor, white smoke from its stack coiling into the night. The driver swung around a rail-mounted derrick and parked alongside a 400-foot cargo ship at the end of the wharf. The Asia Star, General Kim announced. Colonel Harani checked his watch. It was 1 a.m.
And when do we sail?
The tides are mild here in Yonghungman Bay, so you can leave any time. The ship is loaded, fueled, and provisioned. Harani turned to one of his men and asked in Arabic, What do you think? He listened to the long reply, nodding several times, then turned back to the general, who sat opposite him in the limo.
Asad Mohammed is our technical expert on the Notong-1 missile. He would like to take a look at them before we depart.
Kim's expression didn't change, but it was clear that he didn't like the idea of a delay. Surely you can accomplish your inspection at sea. I assure you that all 10 missiles your country has purchased are aboard.
I'm afraid Assad does not do well on boats. He would prefer to inspect the missiles now, because he will likely spend the voyage in his cabin.
Odd that you would have such a man accompany the rockets back to Syria. Kim said coolly.
Hurani's eyes tightened. His country was paying nearly 150 million sorely needed dollars for the medium-range strategic missiles. Kim had no right to question him. He is here.